Sutton, lunch is just round the corner, and you still haven't decided whether you want crisps in or crisps out with your Subway Italian BMT. Let's motivate you a little. You can do it. It's now or never. One or the other. Crisp in or crisp out. It's lunchtime. It's crunch time. Add Walker's crisps to your meal deal today and decide. Available at your local Subway and online. Available at participating stores. Meal deal includes regular drink and crisps.
Deezer Originals.
Come by, and relax. You're in the safe hands of a Deezer Original podcast. Curl up and luxuriate in the noises. Come by.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Will thought it would take an hour or two. Ed thought more, but it only took 2 seconds because we live next door. It's the Porn Section Podcast. 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 Hello.
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 I said Porn Section on one of them by accident.
Not by accident.
What's an anagram of the Horn Section podcast? Oh, the Stereophonics cat, Don.
Is that true?
Yes. The Wait Stereophonics it. Cat, Don. It's a good anagram. You have to picture, for it to work, you have to picture the Stereophonics. There's one very good-looking, dark-haired man called Kelly. There are 4 or 5 other men, probably, and they all live together in Wales. So can I have some Welsh music, please, as we picture the Stereophonics cat, Don. Thank you. Was there a hint of Stereophonics? Don't play any of their actual songs, because we won't be able to... So just get it a bit wrong. Thank you. So these men live in Wales in a modest castle. Kelly always pretends to be the king. They bought the castle in 1998 on the back of their Brit Award win. Unfortunately, they didn't go on to win any more Brit Awards, so things got tough. The moat dried up, then it got too wet. The whole castle got very wet. All the horses ran away. They'd had 8 horses each, except for Kelly, who'd had 10, and they were all left alone in the soggy castle with their one remaining animal, a cat called Don. So this podcast is the equivalent of that cat. Okay? So who is in the cat? Well, it goes without saying, so I don't need to do that bit. I, Alex Horn, am the face of the cat, not unattractive, but not far off unattractive. The back legs are made up of the bass machine, Will Collier. Play some bass, Will. What's Will wearing, Mark?
A tie.
Weirdly.
That's all.
Keep playing the bass, Will. The bass, short, of course, for basic, because both the instrument and the man, basic. Next to him, the left hind leg is the drummer, Ben Reynolds. Play some bass drum. Play some bass drum. The drum is short for, anyone know? Drum, what's it short for?
Drumulizer.
No.
Drummer?
No, it's Dr. Umbongo.
The inventor of the juice.
Yes, the inventor of the juice, the great flavour of the jungle. He also invented drumming. So if we stop the music for a second, a spot quiz. You're all going to have a little guess here. Oh, where good. And when was Umbongo invented? So you can each have a guess. The person who's closest overall wins a T-shirt. One of my T-shirts. So Mark's going first. Where was it invented?
Where?
Umbongo, and then when?
It was invented in Slough.
Mm-hmm. And when?
1970.
Okay. Joe?
Vietnam in the 60s.
Because of the...
Yeah, trying to perk everyone up a bit.
Right. Ben's got a guess. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Congo, 58.
Mm-hmm. You think it's...
1958.
It was actually Umbongo Umbongo. They invented it in the Congo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will, you can take this, I think.
London, 980.
Oh! Now, Nick, the pianist.
Ed.
Ed, the temporary pianist.
Milton Keynes. Ooh. 78.
Okay, well, you get 1 point and Ed gets 1 point, so you can... Oh, you are Ed, aren't you?
Yes,
is he?
Yeah.
Can you wear a name badge? Will and Ed, that how you say it? Will and Ed get T-shirts? Oh, you can share my T-shirt. 1983, Milnthorpe, Cumbria.
Ooh. Really? Just been to Cumbria.
Can you still get it?
Yes.
What about Lilt?
Yeah, you can get Lilt.
Same. Milnthorpe, Cumbria, 83 as well. Most things were.
Is it just fizzy and bunga?
We were talking about this earlier,
weren't we? We honestly were.
Oh, were you?
Strangely enough.
What about where and when Umbongo was invented?
Whether Umbongo was a flat version of Lilt.
Oh. No, it's not. Okay. Back on with that music, please, Ben and Will, the cat legs. Okay, we've met the face and the cat. The body is the pianist. Steve. No, it's not Steve, is it?
Ed.
Ed. You got a surname? Doesn't matter. Play some piano, please, Ed. Piano. Piano is, of course, short for... Piano is short for piano bar, the coolest of all the bars. One fact about Ed, he's beautiful. He looks like Kate Hudson. And finally, the front legs are the two prats who blow into metal tube for a living. On trumpet, Joe Auckland. Off you go, Joe. Joe, never been up a ladder because he thinks it's bad luck. He's also never looked at a rabbit, eaten a magpie or had a sandwich. And then Mark Brown on saxophone. Mark Brown, the saxophonist. The saxophone is the sexiest of all the phones. Mark Brown is the sexiest of all the Browns. Stop! Okay, stop, please. We're going to have another short bit. This is a quick list of the sexiest Browns, culminating in you, Mark.
Oh, wicked.
Would you like to play the sax underneath the list of sexiest Browns? Maybe a rhythm as well, please, Ben. Just... number 10, James Brown. Sexy, but dead. Number 9 next, Dan Brown. Books. Number 8, Melanie Brown. Scary Spice. Number 7, Bobby Brown, the singer who was married to Whitney. Number 6, Jim Bowen. And then the top 5 are all members of the Brown family. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, a couple of aunts, and then Mark. Everyone agree on that?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm. Will, you're quite far away from your mic. Do you agree with my list of sexiest Browns?
I wasn't listening, but probably.
You said Jim Bowen at one point.
Mm. I ran out of Browns.
What about Gordon?
Not very sexy.
Wes?
Not very sexy. See why I put Jim in?
Yeah. Fair dues.
Well, we're all here to produce an entertaining podcast, so let's try to start doing that now. What makes an entertaining podcast?
Who knows?
Guys?
Music?
No.
Comedy?
Nope.
Flowers?
No. Flowers? Who said flowers?
Edited. Is it technology?
No.
Guests?
Yes. Talented people. That's why we've got guests. And today's guest is... A drum roll, please. On the piano. On the piano. Rick Edwards.
Off the telly?
Yes. Rick Edwards is coming in!
Yay! I can't believe it.
Right, I'm just going to explain who Rick Edwards is. So can we have some chords involving F sharp? don't mind it at all. Rick Edwards, the English television presenter who works mainly for Channel 4, E4 and ITV2. He presented T4 for 4 years. He's also presented Tool Academy, Freshly Squeezed, E4 Music, much of Channel 4's 2012 Paralympics coverage, and whose Wikipedia... Oh dear, I said Wikipedia instead of Wikipedia, but his Wikipedia page needs updating. He's going to be here soon. Thank you. That was the worst bit so far. Everyone agree?
Yeah.
Okay. But before Rick Edwards gets here, let's talk to one of the bits of the cat. Let's talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good evening.
Alex.
Alex.
Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, Alex.
That's it. And then you take the lead for a bit.
Oh.
I've got a question for you, Joe. It's a big question.
I like questions.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, some momentous music for the question, please, with your mouth. Just whistling.
Loudly.
No. Just sing, please, Mark. Just sing. Joe. Joe.
He's put me off.
I know. Joe, in no fewer than 40 words, please tell me your hopes, dreams and fears in that order. hopes first.
I hope that in the not too distant future,
a bit louder, please, Mark.
Mark stops singing because it's really hard to think with Mark singing.
And dreams,
same.
You've got about 24 words to play with for fears.
I'm absolutely terrified of the moon.
The moon.
The moon. And I don't want... If the moon gets any closer
big
to the earth,
big if.
I'm probably going to have to leave.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay.
It's getting further away, isn't it, the moon?
Thank God.
You believe...
We had this conversation.
Was it a conversation? Was it a conversation? What's the moon getting further away from, Will?
The earth.
Why is it? Do you know this?
No, I think I read it at a headline. I didn't read the article. I think it's a few metres every year.
Is this podcast quality material, Will?
Well, no.
Where's the comma in that sentence?
Is this
podcast quality material or is it... That doesn't matter, does it? Shite either way.
Well, anyway, we've learnt about the trumpeter's hopes, dreams and fears, but can he sing a song about dogs? Let's find out. He's been asked to write a song about dog discrimination, so let's see if he's accepted the challenge and indeed succeeded in the challenge.
And I was glad when you asked me to write this song, Alan, because it's something I
Alex.
Feel... Alex, because it's something I feel very strongly about. I think the dogs get a really bad rap.
Well, thank you for saying how pleased you were that I asked you.
Rep. Not at all.
Rep.
What?
Isn't it rep?
A bad rep?
Yeah.
I think he's right, it is rep.
No, rap.
I think it's rep.
No, it's rap.
They get a bad rap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I'm with you on this, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, that's two against two, Ben. Rep or rap?
Rap.
Oh, yeah. Could be a draw. Ed?
Either. Definitely either.
Cat farted, I called it a dirty dog. The horse farted, I called it a dirty dog. I farted, they called me a dirty dog. The dog farted, and everyone was sick. Because dog farts are terrible. Still not half as bad as discrimination, which is horrible, so very sad. The dog farted, I was sick, be sure of that. The cat farted.
And what did you do, Joe, to rectify the situation?
I called it a dirty cat, a dirty cat. Cat.
Oh, well. Thanks, Joe.
And Will.
Well, thank the Lord above and all those near him. Our guest has arrived.
Rick. Hello.
Rick Edwards here.
Hello.
Then you say hello.
Hello. Oh,
not yet. When the music finishes, then you say hello.
Hello.
Keep it straight up. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Nearly.
And that's good enough for us. Isn't it, Mark?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to start off with some introductions. Can we have some country music, please? Joe? Country music. It'll be banjo and one other instrument of your choice, Rick.
Oh, what's this one?
That's the...
The big mess over there.
The circles.
Yeah, the big circles.
The flat and thicker circles are the drums.
Yeah, some of them, please. We'll, and then also some of the thin circles.
Okay.
We learned earlier... Wait one second, Ben. What a drum is short for. Do you know what it's short for?
Drummer?
No. If you tune in, you can find out.
Drumbeline?
No.
Tell him.
Dr. Drumbles.
Dr. Bongo. Right, off we go. Introduction time. Rick, this is Ed. Ed, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hi. Rick. This is Ben. Ben. This is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, Ben.
Ed. This is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ed.
Ben. You know Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, we just met.
Rick. This is Mark.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Mark.
Mark, you know Ed and Ben.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Joe. This is Rick.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Rick. This is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe.
And that's fine.
The bassist, Rick, is called Will.
But he's not... Do I need to say hello or not?
No, because he's not going to be here for long, because we had some exciting news today.
Oh, right.
Via email.
Yes.
Drum roll, please. On the saxophone. Will is going to be knighted.
Tonight?
Not this year. In the late 2030s, for... services to the service industry. So worrying for Will's career as a musician, but there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
For the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Rick, let's talk about music.
Hang on, why does Will need to... Why don't I say hello to Will?
He's going to be knighted.
Yeah, but it's so long away,
Sir
though.
Will.
Well, hello, Sir Will.
Hello, Rick.
I didn't know if you'd be able to pull that off.
I think I did. Well, I tried. I did my best.
Nearly again.
Mm.
Which is Mark?
Enough.
Good enough for us.
Well, good enough for us, yeah. Mm.
So, Rick, let's talk about music.
Okay.
In a couple of minutes. First up, have you eaten?
No.
Okay. Well, what takeaway would you like and what music would you like the band to play while I order it?
Could I get some R&B whilst you order pizza, is it? Is it pizza?
Yes, please. Okay.
Yeah.
So, R&B. Off you go, lads. We're going to order from Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered pizza with music in the last episode, and it didn't go so well. Hi there, could I order... could I order four pizzas, please? Please, could I order four pizzas? Yes, please.
On the speakerphone.
Yes, the address. Pizzas, Rick, what pizzas would you like?
Farmhouse.
Farmhouse pizza, please.
The one that's divided into four.
Do you have a farmhouse pizza? A full house? Yeah, like a full house pizza, yep.
Oh, yeah, great.
Large?
Pepperoni. Pepperoni.
And pepperoni, please.
Yeah. A veggie hot one.
And a veggie hot one, please.
Chicken strippers.
Oh, well, if we're getting chicken strippers, get the dip as well.
And some chicken strippers and a dip.
And what's the one just tomato?
Bruschetta.
How many chicken strippers?
Three.
Three, please.
Oh, we'll make that four.
A four.
Another pizza,
four,
I reckon.
Four chicken strippers, please. And one
margarita. Loads of us.
That sounds great, yeah. What dip, everyone?
Egg.
Garlic and herb.
Do you
garlic
have egg?
And egg.
Garlic, do you have garlic? Three, please. And one margarita as well, please. Do you want me to pay over the phone or do you want me to pay now? Perfect. Thank you. And that's for Alex and Rick. Okay. Just on hold. What do you think of the R&B, Rick?
I like it more than I liked your ordering.
It takes too long, doesn't it?
Mm. Snappy.
My speakerphone doesn't work, so it's not as entertaining as it should be.
Could you have called on someone's phone?
Next time I will.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Who have you got on next week?
The poet.
Oh, yeah.
Ian McMillan. From Radio 3.
How long do you hold for?
Oh, hello
again.
Perfect. All right, and I can pay with a card when you get here. Is that right? Perfect. All right, we'll see you soon. We'll see you soon. I'll see you when you get here. Okay, cheers, cheers. Bye. Bye. Didn't understand see you soon.
No?
You did understand I'll see you when you get there, because that's what Coolio says. Rick, can I sing a Coolio song to you?
Yes.
And there's a caveat in the Coolio song.
Go on.
I will sing it and then you'll hear the caveat.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll see you when you get there. If you ever get there, that's the caveat. He does want to see you, but only if you come to him, Rick.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's carry on the interview.
I would go to a place of Coolio's choosing to meet him.
You have to.
That's the point. I would. I'm happy to play his game. Would you not?
No.
Meet halfway?
I want to meet halfway. Coolio won't do it. Do you know what Coolio's surname is?
No.
No. Nor do I. So the interview. Rick Edwards, a military man. Is that right?
Half right. As in wrong.
A man, though?
Yes.
What music do you like? So I'm looking for a song, then a band that we've all heard of, your favourite instrument and your favourite note.
Yes.
Song first.
Wonderwall.
Band that we've all heard of.
Does it have to be the same one? It
has to begin with the same letter.
Does it?
They all do.
So I'll go to favourite note W. Band
that we've all heard of.
Yes.
Don't say wigwams, we've not heard of them.
But we have no. Wigfield.
Wigfield we've heard of. We can't say that because he said it.
Am I not allowed to have Wigfield?
No, or Whitney.
Wombats.
Wonderstuff.
We said it. We can't say any of the ones that we've said.
Weezer.
The Who. The Who.
Woo-woo.
It's with the T, I think.
Favourite instrument.
You'd never. No, it's not with the T. What?
Favourite instrument.
Wind.
Can you play, though, Rick? Can you play?
No. Oh, well, violin. Ooh. Grade 4.
Grade 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Show us and make the noise with your mouth, because you haven't got one.
Can you hold that, please? So it's this position,
lovely,
isn't it?
Lovely, yeah.
And then maybe a little bit of vibrato, which I can never really do.
No.
And then just...
Did you pass grade 4?
Well, I think you can hear I did. Can't you? Obviously, without the instrument, it's harder.
Now, would you like to learn a new
no
instrument?
No more violin?
No, thank you. Would you like to learn a new instrument?
Yes, please.
Which one of these? Which one?
This one, please.
The saxophone. Yes. Well, it's time. And we have a jingle for this. The jingle is 1 minute music lesson. It's time for the 1 minute music lesson.
1 minute music lesson.
Okay, so Rick, you've got 1 minute to learn the saxophone.
Well, I learned on clarinet, so I brought that along as well.
Oh, that's lucky.
So you can start on clarinet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So if you can you two go into the corridor or another area?
Yeah.
It's actually happening.
Yes, it's actually happening. So I don't know where you want to do this, but you've got 1 minute, and then you're going to come in.
What?
And you're going to play
only
a tune.
1 minute, actually.
Yes, it's called the 1 minute music lesson. We'll see you in 1 minute.
Could you give me more in the edit?
No, no.
That's live. It's going up live.
Meanwhile... As they go and do that, I'd like to discuss Hooker Duck with the rest of the band. So, just some piano, please. Oh, guys, I was playing Hooker Duck the other day.
How do you spell hooker?
H-O-O-K.
Yeah.
So, ho, okay, and then duck. Hooker Duck.
Yep.
I was playing it the other day at a fair. And I was thinking that maybe one day I should bring my kids to the fair too. But then I started... What? Have you finished? I've got the end of the Hooker Duck story. You've got another 30 seconds if you want it. Well, they're going out. But then the whole concept of Hooker Duck felt wrong to me. Why is it Hooker Duck, not Hooker Fish? What are we trying to recreate? Why have the ducks got hooks on their heads? And what are we supposed to do with the ducks after we've hooked them? What do you guys think about all that? Ben? Why is it ducks, not fish?
Because fish would be under the water. It'd be a nightmare. It wouldn't work.
Okay. Are we trying to recreate a real-life situation, Joe?
Yeah, it was a medieval sport. They did it with real ducks. Okay. But instead of hooks, they had snares on the end of sticks.
And then finally, Ed, what are you supposed to do with the ducks after you've hooked them?
Set them free.
Set them free. Okay, they're back. So we've had the one-minute music lesson.
Yeah. I can't... Can you put my headphones on?
Oh, right.
Because I don't want to lose my position.
Looks like Mark has taught Rick Edwards... T4 how to
formally left a while ago.
How to hold the clarinet. So, what are you going to be playing for us today?
Does he need to go on mic?
Probably good to go on mic. This is our own composition.
Me and you?
No, me and Mark. And Mark, what was that?
Nothing.
What did you say?
When did you leave T4?
That's the name of the song. Mm-hmm. When did I leave T4? And it's a sort of, it's quite a maudlin ballad.
How long is it?
It's 5-6 minutes, yeah. If that. It's about 3 seconds. Okay, ready?
Yes. Okay.
All the way in. Ooh. That wasn't the sound I was expecting. What happened there?
Because it's too far in. There. Too far in.
You shouldn't have to say too far in. Oh, we're off.
I'm shattered.
You must be exhausted.
Yeah. That's called When Did I Leave T4?
And how does the words go?
I need to get my breath back.
Is there an answer in the song, within the song, or not?
Yeah. 6 years ago.
Oh. Time flies, isn't it?
That was good teaching by me, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very good, actually.
He was holding wrong, though, so you didn't teach him that well.
He was holding
it. But the listeners can't see that.
He was holding it horizontally. Okay.
What was my problem there? With the holding?
The other hand should have gone down, but you didn't need to know that for those three notes.
It's a 1 minute lesson as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, now
if we had 2 minutes, different story.
I'm back to the script now, Rick.
Sorry.
Now that our appetites have been whetted, let's have some more music. It's time for a song called... It was going to be called Hungry. It's called Ain't Your Soul.
Huh.
Hmm. So...
That's sort of the punchline, isn't it?
Okay.
So we don't need to do it.
Announce it again. Oh, now that our appetites have been whetted, it's time for some more music, and this is a song from the little trumpeter/banjo player. What's his name? Rick? What's his name?
Joe.
Spot on. Nailed it. So he's going to sing it after it. I'd like you to review it honestly, fairly, and reasonably rudely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here goes.
I thought you held the clarinet beautifully, actually.
Thank you, Joe.
It may be me, but I don't think a good name for a pile cream is Ain't Your Soul. According to a friend of mine, you go red every time you buy your Ain't Your Soul. Excuse me, miss, you're nice young chemist. It's not for me, cause I'm unblemished. A friend of mine who's very shy asked me to buy the largest tube of Ain't Your Soul. As I hand over my fiver, we both know that I'm a liar. We both look at our feet because we know that we're both thinking about anus holes. Probably my anus hole. We're both thinking about my anus hole. Please stop thinking about my anus hole.
Thank you. 19, 11, 12, 13. 13 claps.
Yeah. That's my scoring system.
Mm-hmm. Out of a possible...
15.
Oh!
Yeah. That's enjoyed it. I thought it was very catchy. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are quite insightful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's tackling an issue
mm-hmm.
in society.
But?
The branding of that cream.
Mm. However...
No.
No?
There's no but.
Ironically.
Yes. Guys. Have you got a sound effect?
Yes, I'm getting it.
Come on. Lovely.
An unintentional joke. Or an intentional joke. It's up to you now.
Halfway between the two?
Yes.
As I said it, I realised.
Ooh.
It's like the song.
Mm.
What do you mean it's like the song?
That was also a fluke.
Oh.
It, the whole song.
Yes.
Yep.
Ah.
And if you've ever said anything and then realised halfway through it that you meant it, text in. What's your phone number, Rick? 07...
8.
8?
No.
Give us the first 9 of the numbers.
Okay.
078...
70.
70.
2.
Okay. 78. 3 more.
8?
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Three. Mm. I think I'm going to stop now.
Okay. The rest, They've probably got 1,000 possibilities from there on.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah? Just take your time and you'll connect with Rick Edwards. So, what is Rick Edwards? Well, I've gathered some information, made it rhyme.
Who?
Your favourite band?
Yes. And I love the wind.
Mm. We're going to sing What Is Rick Edwards to you now. Rick, you can sing or guess the last word of each line. I'll leave that blank.
Okay.
Okay. So, band, can we have some sad or happy music for this? So, something quite slow, so Rick's got time to guess the last word. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
What sort of a singer are you? Sorry, just 1 second. That was a lovely noise. What was that noise? Okay, so I'm going to ask you again, and then that noise, and then you say, what sort of a singer are you?
Poor.
Well, here's the song. I'm a poor singer too. Okay, so start the music, please. It's happy or sad? Nice and slow. This is the first time this song has ever been sung. So here we go. It's called Rick Edwards. He's handsome, he's strong, he's really, really
tall.
Also, his middle name is
Philip.
Phil, just Phil.
Phil.
He once saw a thing that was
sad.
To rhyme at all.
Ball.
He once saw a thing that was ball. He presents a daytime quiz called him
Impossible.
There we go. Rick Edwards, the man that I know I want to be on my TV today and tomorrow, but not every day. One more verse and then do the chorus again. And you can join in the chorus and do it twice. Rick Phil Edwards. Some people think that Rick is a little bit
silly.
He was born in May in
Enfield.
1979. This has got to rhyme with the last line. It can be Enfield. It
doesn't have to.
Oh, when he was a boy, he... And rhymes with silly.
Huh?
This one has to rhyme with silly.
Oh.
When he was a boy, he...
Went to Philly.
Really?
Nope.
He got a degree in...
Natural science.
Yeah, rhymes in 1979. Rick Edwards, the man that I know I want to be on my TV. Today and tomorrow, but not every day. We're going to do the chorus twice. We can do the last bit a cappella. Rick Edwards, the man that I know I want to be on my TV today and tomorrow.
But not every day.
The end of that song.
That went very well, I thought.
Mm.
I like the song. I didn't. I struggled with it, didn't I? I struggled with it. The rhyming.
Some people think that Rick is a little bit silly. When he was a boy, he went to Philly.
Went to Philly.
Philly, as in Philadelphia, or care as Philly?
Philadelphia was what I was thinking.
Mm.
Doesn't entirely check out.
I thought you were going to go for a different rhyme. Which rhyme, Joe?
Willie.
Yeah. And which verb?
Verb?
Yeah. When he was a boy, he somethinged his willy.
Damaged.
Yes. I was thinking damaged. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we all?
We've all damaged our willies. All damaged each other's willies. So, Rick, let's talk seriously now about podcasts.
I guess that you need to lead the witness a bit more. If you'd led me a bit more, I would have said all the things you wanted me to say.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
but I didn't.
Well, this is your experience as a podcaster speaking now, I suppose. Is it?
No, I don't think so.
Rick does a podcast.
I do. Yes, I do. Yes.
About
science.
Science.
Yeah.
Yep.
And film.
Science and film.
Together at last.
Silm. And talk to Brian Marion, who Ben and Joe know, he's from Midhurst.
Yep.
Oh, do you really know Dr. Brian Marion?
Surgery number three.
Yeah, he was my doctor. Yeah.
He's Dr. Brian Marion has seen all of Little Joe Auckland.
Did he damage your willy?
He was partly responsible for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he also fixed it, so, you know. Yeah.
Swings him around about.
Fair enough.
That was the problem.
Colleague of my father, Dr. Horn, Dr. Brian Marion. So what's his involvement with your podcast? And what is your podcast?
So that's a different podcast.
Oh, no.
So Dr. Brian Marion now is involved with a thing called Positive, where they go into businesses and make people feel more positive.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Better than the other option. And he now does a podcast and talks about the way that the mind works, and I ask him questions about it.
Okay.
It's a neat format.
And what's that one called?
Positive.
No. You don't know the name of the podcast?
No, it's called PI, which is an acronym, but I can't remember what the
doesn't
acronym
matter. Doesn't
is.
Matter. Like all the best ones, like USA.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
And what's the science and film one called, Rick?
Science-ish.
I knew that.
Yes.
It's very good.
Oh, thanks, man. Have you listened to it?
Yes.
Have you?
Hmm.
Favourite episode?
Twice. I've listened to it twice. My favourite episode? The first one.
Yes.
There was a bit at the beginning where you went, welcome to Science-ish.
Yeah. He's listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked it. Twice.
You got any tips for us?
I'm going to ask Rick. Him that.
Mm. Oh, really?
I think, no.
Questions to Rick. One from Ed over there.
No, I don't think so. This seems to be quite a slick operation.
Thank you.
With Will? Alex at the helm.
Thank you. Question for Rick from Will.
What's your podcast like?
Well, similar to this, but less music and more Dr. Brian Marion.
Fewer musics,
yeah.
Ben, you've got a question for Rick?
Yeah, do you say turmeric or turmeric?
Great question.
Well, it is a great question, and I've recently changed, because I used to say turmeric, and now I've started saying turmeric, because my wife corrected me. Well, she thinks she corrected me. I don't know but I've just gone with her. So I'm now turmeric. Yeah. Thanks, what are you?
Don't know. Undecided.
It's tunic, isn't it? Tunic.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Ed.
Oh.
Joe, I don't get to say a question, but you can congratulate him heartily on getting married.
Oh, congratulations on getting married, Rick.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, and then finally a question from Mark Brown.
When did you get married, Rick?
Last May.
All right. Okay.
I'd like to be the first person to congratulate you on getting married.
Yeah.
Was he the first person to congratulate you on getting married last May?
I would say third.
Third.
Yeah. Still podium.
That's not bad, yeah.
No, not bad at all.
Take that.
Medalled. So, you've done a lot of presenting in your time.
Yes.
How much exactly?
About, I think it's 100 hours.
That's a very round number.
Yeah. But you don't believe that? I think I've done 100 hours.
No, I believe that.
Wait. Minimum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that again with a sound effect between the weight? Weight, minimum. Would that be nice?
Minimum?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
How much presenting have you done?
100 hours.
Ooh.
Weight, minimum.
You should get a band, Will.
I've got one. Okay. It's called the Horn Station.
I don't know why. I keep looking at Rick and thinking he might be called Will.
I actually would be an absolutely fine Will.
I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Will Edwards.
Will Phil Edwards.
Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Edwards! Are you still doing presenting?
Yes. Also, I'll tell my dad to listen to that. He's called Phil Edwards, so it feels like a song about him.
Oh, and that was a song. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards. Will Phil Edwards ever be happy? Okay, so that was a song.
I was
going
to say, subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe. Okay, well, listen, Rick. Do you fancy a quick game of who got the most friends?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So what's happening?
Answer your previous question. Yes, I'm still presenting.
Okay, good. So everyone's going to play their instrument. You've got your clarinet, of course. I'm going to list names. You have to stop playing if you haven't got a friend with a name I've just said. What note can Rick play?
He can play E.
Okay, so we can all play a song. Play a song with a...
Yeah, okay.
Play some sort of music in E, so, so Rick can be playing along.
Concert D.
Okay, so I'm going to list names. You stop playing if you haven't got a friend.
Now,
with
Joe,
a name
down, Joe, is it down? Where am I gripping it?
Yeah, right on the bottom there.
Right, at the base?
Yeah. Bit firmer.
Yes, lovely.
Back in Dr. Marion surgery. Okay, you lead them in.
No,
it didn't sound like a D. It sounded like an F.
A bit too much in your mouth.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
So stop playing if you don't have a friend with a name I've just said.
C sharp.
Do be honest. Okay, and off we go. Trying to make it sound C-sharp. Nice because we want people to listen to this.
C sharp minor.
Who got them on friends? Who got them on friends? Still playing. Except, oh yes, back on. Lucy.
Crying, sorry.
Has he got a friend called Lucy?
No,
let's find out if he's got a friend called Lucy.
Hang on.
One note. It appears Rick haven't got a friend called Lucy. Have you got a friend called Lucy though?
Hang on. Okay. Just compose myself.
Can't be that hard.
Can't it? Can you play this?
Yeah.
But you can't. Yes, he's got a friend called Lucy! Okay. Colin.
Oh. Has anyone not got a friend called Colin? Oh, the bassist is gone. I'm going to take your word for it, Rick, at this point. You can you can do the noise with your mouth at this stage. Ed, just to prove it, what's your Colin surname?
Baker.
Okay. You mates with Baker?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Daniel. Anyone friends with Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fraser. Tricky one. Fraser.
Oh.
Oh, well, that can't be... Really? No one's got a friend called Fraser?
No.
I went to school with someone called Fraser Morell.
Show off.
Well, hang on. Are you friends with him?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Still in touch with him?
I think the pizza's... What's he do now? The pizza's calling. Hello? Hello? Brilliant. Are you outside? It's like a flat. Brilliant. I'll be out in 1 second. Number 36. I'll be out in 1 second. Thank you. Bye. Pizza's here. So we didn't get as far as Terry, Jenny, a name beginning with O that isn't Oliver, Bruce, Wayne, Sir Someone, Gladys and Joanna Lumley. So it turns out you've all got exactly the same number of friends.
Except me.
Did you not have a Colin?
No.
So Will's got two friends, the rest of you got three friends. Low scoring round of who got that most friends.
I think Rick's taking the clarinet bit too seriously now.
Still trying to play it.
He's got a bit red. I feel red.
Red Rick.
I feel really red.
Should have picked the piano.
But I'm pleased to have got a sound out of it, to be honest.
Yes, but it took a long time.
Yes, it did, and it was worth it.
Droops down.
Please have my clarinet back. Thank you.
Right, well, look.
For God's sake.
Look, Rick, it does sound like an odd thing to say, but we're nearly done with you.
Is it?
I mean, there's two more pages.
Okay. How many pages have we done?
One. But one of it's just mainly eating the pizza. So, listen, Rick. Before you go, it's the Range Rover competition time.
Oh, yeah.
It's when we get all our guests to take part in a small competition. We're going to hear your musical range.
Yes, okay, so
from lowest to highest, or highest to lowest.
Yeah.
And the guest at the end of the series who's had the largest vocal range wins a Range Rover.
Oh, that's good.
It's not a bad prize.
That is. Do Range Rover know about it?
No, I've bought a Range Rover.
Have you?
Hmm.
That's terrific. Yeah.
So let's first of all hear your lowest note, Rick.
How do I... What's the standard procedure? How do I deliver the note?
You're asking me this?
Well, maybe the band.
Ben can do a very low one.
Yeah, if you just do a... Oh, okay. That's so low. I can't get that low.
That's
okay,
the,
all right. Yep, okay, so
here we go. Rick Edwards' lowest.
I think I've got quite a deep voice, so I think this should be in my wheelhouse, shouldn't it?
that's one, and then just up from there, as many notes as you can.
Hang on. Oh, what?
As many notes as you can.
I'm going, so I don't just skip straight to the top.
No, because that would just be two notes in your range. I want to hear the whole range.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm starting
each one
with...
higher than the last, please.
Yes, okay. How is this?
Brilliant.
Two.
Well, that was a bit high, wasn't it? Quite a rapid ascent. Maybe one more.
Okay. You sure we haven't got anything else? That's eight.
Hang on.
Nice to get to nine. The nice round number.
No.
Again. No, we're stuck there.
Same,
stuck on
it?
Eight.
Same.
Stuck on eight.
So eight.
Rick Edwards scores eight.
What's a good score?
30, something like the mid-30s probably.
Who's
Mariah got 38.
That's decent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. And I did eight.
Certainly
okay.
Did.
Don't think I've done that before.
No, it didn't sound like you'd done
room
that before.
For improvement.
Yes,
what?
Yes. It's time to say goodbye to Rick.
Hmm.
So let's each do that in a different way with some music underneath. How about some chirpy drumming and over-ambitious bass? Oh, yeah. It's a new type of music. Does anyone mind this type of music?
No, not at all.
No.
So we're all going to say goodbye to Rick in a different way. I'll start. We'll go to my right. Cheerio, then, Rick.
Ta-ra, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Farewell, old chum.
Bye.
Hasta la vista.
Ooh.
Bye, Rick. Still sore about the range.
Eight.
Any chance of getting the Range Rover?
We've had Osman.
Oh, yeah.
And Arnold on.
Arnold?
David Arnold. He composed all the music to the James Bond movies.
I was thinking of...
Range.
Which was the Arnold? Richard Arnold, who does the showbiz on Good Morning Britain. Great booking.
Yeah, we tried it.
Please. I hope he's on next.
Then all people called Richard.
Another good Arnold? Mm. Another good Arnold?
Schwarzenegger.
No. Oh, yeah, but a surname.
Oh.
We like him.
Do
he
we?
Pushes forward. Wears a red, little red outfit.
No.
Alexander Arnold. Is that his name? The young Liverpool player. Is he called Alexander Arnold?
Oh, Trent Alexander Arnold.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, both surnames that you gave me then.
Yeah.
Yes.
You definitely weren't the worst, Rick. You weren't the worst Range Rover.
Definitely not.
No.
Who was the worst?
We won't go into that.
Okay.
Well, listen, Rick.
Not Osman. Osman's related to a music man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
One of your types, wasn't he? Related to the bassist.
Donny. Is it Donny?
From... No.
Not Donny.
Different.
I can't remember what his name is, but the Pulp bassist.
Well, yes, very nearly.
Verve.
Suede. Yeah. Very nearly.
Well, listen, we're going to sing a song. You can listen to it if you want, and then we'll over the end of it. It's going to be you're going to play your record player song, Ben.
Oh, lovely!
But we're going to do a brand new version. We've played this song before on the radio, but we're going to do a brand new version of it. It's going to speed up very fast at the end, and it's going to feature.
That's sort of giving away the punchline of that.
Well, again,
So you're going to do a brand new version of record player. It's going to feature a solo from any of the instruments. Rick, you can choose which one's going to do a solo.
Oh, this. What's Joe got there?
The long one.
Yes, the long one, please.
Joe's going to do a trumpet on the long solo on the long one.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's going to be a trumpet solo and backing vocals just up a bit than normal, and just really have fun at the end.
Okay.
So this is a song called Record Player.
Any need for my range in here?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can check that in.
Okay. Yeah, definitely take some clarinet.
And at the end, if we can keep going round and round after, it's really got exciting, and I'll just thank everyone for listening to the podcast. This is called Record Player.
A one, two, three.
I bought this record player from a bloke the other day. When you put a song on, it always goes a bit wrong, though at first it sounds okay. It seems to speed up slowly at the start of the second verse. In the bit that comes after, it gets faster and faster, and the chorus, it gets a lot worse.
I love my record player, can't beat a bit of vinyl. The crackle always makes up all the time to sound reliable. I love my record player, it's that one offensive sound. It's fun to stick a biscuit on and watch it spin around.
Woo! Very good so far. Oh, here's the trumpet solo. When you are wooing ladies, the groove improves your luck. There's a high chance of sex, but very much on the decks. Though the needle will get stuck, will get stuck, will get stuck, will get stuck.
Love my record player, can't beat a bit of vinyl. The crack of all it makes up all the time, so I'm a rival. I love my record player, it's the one on the exam. I like to kick a biscuit on and watch it spin around.
Now, quicker, 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 quicker. Cool, keep going, keep going. As fast as you can. A bit quicker. A bit quicker.
And then slow it down. Slow it down.
You've been listening to the Horn Section Podcast. Featuring that guy Ben Reynolds on drums, Will Collier on bass, Joe Auckland on trumpets, Mark Brown on saxophone, and Kurt on piano. Kurt? Something like that. Ed Sheldrake on piano. Oh, and who's that clarinetist? Let's break it down to hear the clarinet in all its glory. Our special guest. This has been a Deezer original podcast. And we'll talk to you again sometime very soon. Last night, Rick.
No.
You can do it.
Load of claps.
Yeah. 20 claps.
The best thing in the podcast.
Deezer. Deezer. Originals.